Vibes on Cape Talk.
All the way through until 12 o'clock, the lines are open, 021-446-0567. And, of course, the WhatsApp line, 072-567-1567. The lines are open. Whatever you have on your mind, maybe you'd like to comment on a conversation we've had earlier on during the show. You'd like to comment on what the MEC for Safety and Security had to say. And also, Mandisi, who is the theatre owner, who's now on the run because thieves and extortion, bosses of extortion rackets just think it's okay. We'll put out a hit on you if you don't cooperate or if you take us to the police. Sad state of affairs indeed. But here's something to lift your spirits. We've got a feature called hashtag the corner office. And here's where we look at the good news stories, where people who are in decision makers, people who are in control of huge corporates, smaller companies, but people who have the power to make decisions that will impact and change the lives of those less fortunate by using, by just paying it forward, by not just grabbing all the profits, but reinvesting and funneling some of that monies back into communities, whether it be through cash, through donations, through various programs that they run, whether it be feeding schemes, whatever. So we highlight those special individuals who are chief executive officers of very huge companies. And this morning, I'm joined by the CEO of the Hello Group, and it is Musa Manjira. And Musa is involved in a very, very interesting group. Musa, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure having you on air. Tell us a bit about the Hello Group.
The Hello Group, we're in existence for around 15 years. We've always been very intertwined with the migrant communities in South Africa. You know, way back when we started our international calling solution, Hello Mobile, in partnership with South Sea, we had allowed, you know, migrants to make international calls at a really, really cheap price. Then we moved on in 2015. We launched Hello Pesa, which is the international money transfer service, which again allowed migrants in South Africa to send their money home at a very, very affordable price, and more importantly, legally. In 2018, in partnership with SASFIN, we launched our banking service, again, banking these migrants in South Africa. You know, maybe they didn't appeal to a lot of our traditional banks, so now we bank them for free, I might add as well. And last year, we launched our latest product. It's an e-commerce product called Malaicha.com, which allows Zimbabweans and Malawians based in South Africa to shop online as if you and I would do, you know, on e-commerce on a data-free app. So we don't even charge them anything for using our app. They buy these groceries in South Africa and they make payment in South Africa. And the moment they pay, those groceries are available to their loved ones in Zimbabwe and Malawi. At a very, very, very affordable price.
It's an amazing mission that you have there. I just want to, in the South African context, though, Musa, as the CEO and as a team are working at the Hello Group, obviously it is a game changer because you're really integrating consumer and businesses for the, like you say, the migrant, but also marginalized. In terms of the South African regulations and laws, how challenging or not was it to get the service up and running?
Yeah, it's always challenging. We're regulated by the South African Reserve Bank. The original license took a very, very long time, but, you know, they're always willing to listen. You know, they're always there. You know, they are trying to make regulation changes to see that they can get more financial inclusiveness. So, yeah, we have a very, very good relationship with them, and we're going to continue to take our ideas and play our part, and I'm sure you know, they're going to play theirs as well. So we can't complain about that.
Awesome. So I see you have a special project in Zimbabwe as well. Just talk us through that.
Yeah, so the Zimbabwean one is called Malaicha.com. A lot of our customers were having problems in Zimbabwe, we know, you know, just sending money, which we do offer with our HelloFacer service, never really gave them the value that they needed. You know, things are very, very hard to come by in Zimbabwe, especially basic commodities, and they're also very, very expensive. So customers started to resort to the informal channel where they would go to whether it's Cape Town CBD or Joburg CBD, they would buy groceries or whatever it is, they would buy mainly groceries and commodities. Then they would put it on a bus, and a few days later, those groceries would land up in Zimbabwe, some of it broken, some of it missing, and at a very, very, very high price. And yeah, I mean, we thought surely we can do this better, we can do it smarter, we can do it cheaper using technology. And so we developed Malaika.com, where they simply download our app, they do their shop, and their family gets their groceries in Zimbabwe instantly. Like, it's already there. We have warehouses, we have trucks, we're in 21 cities, so the groceries is there. And also, a lot of these senders, they're here in our country, they're working very hard. Mm. Sometimes the money they send doesn't always get used for what they intended to. Mm. It gets used for something else. This way, they can ensure that at least for the month, the food is on the table. You know, they don't need to worry about that. The groceries cannot be traded for anything else. You know, it's going to be used for the family. They have that peace of mind, and they have really taken to it. So, yeah, it's good all around.
If you've just tuned in, we're busy with our hashtag The Corner Office feature, and this is where we chat to CEOs of huge companies, multinationals, internationals, smaller businesses, just about the work the companies are doing, but how they are also, as CEOs, encouraging their staff, their companies, and themselves to give back and pay it forward. Now, Musa, I just want to look at some of the companies that you are partnering with, because clearly there needs to be a collaboration in order to make this integration possible and make it work. And also just look at the logistics. Are you saying to me that logistically you would load trucks or containers loaded with groceries and take it to Zimbabwe, or would you buy from local suppliers if at all possible?
Yeah, it's a combination depending on the commodity. Some items you are only allowed because of the duties and taxes that are levied on some of these items. You have no choice but to procure them in Zimbabwe. So we do procure in Zimbabwe, but we procure a lot in South Africa and we cart it across into Zimbabwe. This has been done on a daily basis. And we have warehouses in Zimbabwe where we then store this, so it's readily available. So you're not waiting, you know, 3 days or 5 days or 7 days. You place the order now. Mm. In 10 minutes, your mom can come to the point, and instead of giving her US dollars, which we do offer as well as in our money remittance service, she will take her bag of groceries as well. Or if you choose delivery, we would then deliver it. Yeah, so it's a logistical nightmare. We're learning, you know, like everyone else, and you know, we're trying to improve and get better. But yeah, it is a massive operation.
Musa, talk to me about some of the other countries that your operation is currently actively working in.
So this particular operation, we've now launched it in Malawi as well. We understand, you know, the need for it in Malawi. A lot of our customers, Malawian customers, who use our money remittance service, HelloFacer, and our banking service, they've been asking, you know, when will they be able to purchase groceries for their family. So a month ago, we launched it in Malawi. We are now in 10 cities in Malawi, and we hope now to expand our Malawian operation again. And then, you know, just going further into Africa, there's a few other SADC countries that we have in the pipeline. So, yeah, we're looking to broaden this e-commerce service as well.
So you obviously have opportunities for businesses to partner up with the Hello Group. How would that work, and what kind of businesses would you say would be ideal to form partnerships with?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple, and unfortunately, you know, some come on board, some don't. I'm not sure. Maybe it's ego, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, we've had some really good partners. They use our platform to list their products, and then similar to Alibaba and Amazon. They would list it, and as we sell it, then we would compensate it for them. We're also looking for manufacturers, who manufacture these basic commodities in South Africa, your maize and your mealie meal and so on, so we can start buying directly from the manufacturer to pass on the savings to the customer. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, we haven't been able to penetrate that and get the buy-in from these manufacturers, so we could get those savings and pass them on to the customer. But I tell you what, it is what it is. We'll continue to do our thing. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. It's cool. We're going to continue to fight the good fight.
It's very short-sighted of some manufacturers or some companies not to want to partner with you, because I'm just looking at your website at the moment and I'm listening to the concept. And this is a genuine opportunity for you to expand your product range and maybe charge a bit of send it out at a bit of a discount if you're not too greedy, and also help people in struggling countries.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've done many pitches. Fortunately enough, we have some resilient businesses, so we've been able to get this thing off the ground on our own. So, we didn't really need any third parties, but it's a really, really good opportunity to get involved. List your products, supply your product. Whatever suits you. Yeah, and the truth is, here at Hello, we've been doing it for a while. We always try and tell our employees, our why, and it's very simple. We solve problems by creating solutions for and access for customers that very few companies care about. And we do this by using technology in ways that very few companies have thought about. So that all our customers can realize their true potential. And that is exactly what Hello is about, just solving problems for the little guy. That's what we're doing. There's lots of people solving problems for us, and awesome. We got everything. But, yeah, there's other guys out there, yep. Brothers are brothers, Africans are Africans. We should be looking beyond our borders.
Absolutely.
As well. And see what we can actually do. Yeah, I mean, obviously you're gonna make money as well, and there's fantastic opportunities for these guys to come on board.
Listen,
hopefully after this conversation, they.
I hope they contact you, because it's a brilliant vision. It's a brilliant mission. It's so unique in its approach to the integration of businesses and consumers, not just in South Africa but abroad. And bottom line for me, what I'm really listening to here is a good news story coming through that yes, there is some money to be made, but the focus is also on changing people's lives and making it easier for them in countries where they are struggling. In closing, Musa, what is your message for people listening this morning going forward, and how do they contact you?
Yeah, my message is simple. We have lots of diaspora communities in South Africa. A lot of these guys work for us, Zimbabweans, Malawians. I would implore you, as an employer, register for Malaitja.com. Use the platform, or register your employees and use the platform to help them send their groceries or their money back home to their families in a legal, formal way. Why pay them cash? We offer a free banking solution. You get a Visa card. It's in partnership with Saxfin Bank. Fantastic partners. Why don't you get your employees electronically? We shouldn't be touching money, especially now. Let's go digital. Why are we still paying via cash? It's safer. It's safer for your employee. It's safer for you. Just listening to the stories and people getting robbed, and we should all play our part, and employers can do that. We
Absolutely.
Have all the tools. It's free, dude. Just get in touch. You can go to our Hello Group website, www.hellogroup.co.za, www.malaitja.com. There's I don't want to give my cell phone number, but
no, don't give yourself. Listen, your passion is amazing. I can hear you because I hear the passion in your voice. You really get excited when you talk about the possibilities it presents to help people, just make their lives a little easier, and also and this could sound a little contradictory, in a commercial way, also deliver a humanitarian service to people in less fortunate situations. Musa, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this morning, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
That's Musa Mancha, who is the CEO of Hello Group, and a very interesting story, very interesting company in terms of what it is they do. They have a unique mission, and it's really game-changing if you think about it. And it's just integrating consumer and business services for migrant and marginalized communities. And all they do is they help them in their personal lives by creating financial solutions for their consumer needs. They sell them other services through them to solve their business needs. So if you someone who is living and working in South Africa and you run a business here and you're not South African, you know, here's a company that will help you solve your business needs. So I think it's really incredible. Go and check them out, hellogroup.co.za. And just like that, we conclude our hashtag The Corner Office feature for this week.